BBC Radio.
Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Following the sad news that soul legend Bobby Womack has passed away, aged 70, BBC Six Music now gives you another chance to hear a very special extended interview with Giles Peterson and Bobby, originally broadcast in December 2012.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, it didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you're put under pressure. Across 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman next week. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Talk to you about right now. Hey brother, there's a better way out. Shorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell if without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman next week. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across 110th Street, you can find.
Well, he certainly found a new audience when that song was included in Tarantino's Jackie Brown movie. Of course, Bobby Womack, been around since the early 60s with the Valentinos. He was here a few weeks ago in London, and I was fortunate enough to go and see him at the Forum. What an amazing night that was. And I was really lucky to get him the following day. He was buzzing from the gig and he had his guitar. He came down to the basement in Brownswood in North London and played some songs, and we chatted too. Here's a track he recorded in the basement, Point of No Return.
Baby, if the cake ain't missing, hide that icing, get all over you, you, you. You're the biggest chocolate covered lie I ever seen. Oh, was it good, good, good. What do you do, baby? Lie through your sweet tooth, honey. My mind says leave, my heart says stay, but my pride is always
standing in my way. Hey, hey. Standing in my way. Crying just in case she doesn't change. Made up my mind to leave here right away. I'm at my point of no return. What does it take for you to learn? Every man's got his point. And I'm at my point of no return.
It's an absolute privilege and honour. I can't believe, actually, I'm sitting opposite Mr. Bobby Womack. Welcome along to the show, sir.
I can't believe it either, that I'm here and we're talking. When I say I know more dead people than I do people living, I'm not bragging, it's a fact. All of my friends are gone. And when they used to call me Bobby, now people walk up and say, Mr. Womack, oh my God. You know, I was in the airport the other day, and usually I was saying, well, I must be getting older. All these women were running, and I thought they was running after me, so they ran right on past me, ran to Snoop Dogg. So I said, damn, and he was saying, do you know who that was? That was Bobby Womack. And so they said, oh, my grandmother would love him. I said, grandmother? Damn.
Just a taster of what is to come. Bobby Womack here for the next 2 hours on Six Music, talking about his career, the early days, people he worked with, racism in the music industry, his troubled times as he struggled with drugs, all the way through to his most recent work with Damon and Richard Russell and the gang at XL, and of course playing those recent live gigs. But we're going to start at the beginning, when Bobby first learned to play the guitar. After this.
Six Music. Six Music Recommends is a new place where we can share more of the music that's either on the periphery of pop or could even be the future of it.
An hour of brand new music.
A window into our future obsessions.
We're a place for people to share and discover new music.
With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve Lamack.
Six Music Recommends.
There's so much music out there, you need a few people who can make sense of it and sort through it.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Beautiful music of every texture and genre.
Discovering new music, that's what it's all about.
Monday to Thursday nights from midnight.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Where my baby you stay out all night long. She made me cry, she did me wrong. She had me know one.
When I first started playing the guitar, I played the guitar every day, 24 hours a day. I mean, the only guy I knew to play that much was Jimi Hendrix. He played all the time, but he was never accepted by his own race. You know, they looked at him as a freak, you know, because he dressed different. He was just different. Wasn't nobody like him, you know. I eventually started to traveling with gospel groups like the Blind Boys, and I was 12 years old, and I was playing guitar. I could play, you know. Sam Cooke was, we were introduced, and he was saying, man, I'm in trouble. I got to open up at the Apollo Theater. My guitar player left. And I told him, I said, I could play, I knew all your songs. So when he saw me turn it upside down, he said, no, that's okay. Thank you anyway. And I said, no, just, he listened. And so when I started playing it, from that point, I started recording with Aretha, some everybody, you know. So then I started writing songs for myself.
So first of all, you were a guitarist before you were a singer.
I was a guitarist. I love guitar. I sung, but I never thought I was a good singer. I just say, guitar is my thing. I can make the guitar talk. And nobody plays like me because I'm playing upside down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how songs come to you and come to you from somebody talking about their problems. And I don't know why this guy used to pick me at the airport every time. He was a sky cap. He was always telling me about how his wife was mistreating him, you know. And I'm always looking at the clock, saying, I'm going to miss this flight. Listen to this man. Get them bags in there. Let's go. And he saw me. He used to tell all the other sky guys, I got him. I'll take care of him. He came, well, man, you don't believe what she did. Then I said, just leave her. Boy, that man said, what? And I know, and from his voice, he was very serious. I say, I didn't mean it like that, man, but that's, I've been divorced twice. I'm the wrong person to ask, you know. And I asked him, I said, well, why are you always complaining? And he said, that's the way I feel about her. And when he said, I said, what? He said, that's the way I feel about her. So I got on the plane and started writing that song. So, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees. You bet you ever thought you was trying to steal a little piece of me. The way I feel about you. And that's how that song came about.
Ha. You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer of that. If you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she see. Have you ever thought you was trying to get close to me? Yeah. Think it over, girl. Think it over. Look, that's the way I feel about you. That's and if that's getting weak for you, I don't mind. That's the way I feel about you. So has many others too, but that's a sacrifice that life put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over.
That's the way I feel about you. Please. It's a sign of weakness. Check into the situation, girl. Dig a little bit deeper. That's the way I feel about you. Oh, that's the way
I feel about you.
It's worldwide, baby.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? Talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm there, I'm broke. She's telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she wants me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time.
Some acoustic magic from Bobby Womack in the basement. I used to love her, and his great story about How I Feel About You, and music from probably his most celebrated album, I'd say, called The Poet. And there's a really good YouTube version of that song you just heard there, If You Think You're Lonely Now, which is really worth watching with Richard Pryor in the audience. And one of the things I loved about Bobby Womack was his particular intros to his songs. Great spoken word intros. So I asked him about one of my favorites, How Could You Break My Heart.
Oh yeah. That's funny, because those were the days that I was getting wired. I mean, really wired. And so to come home, I would always call my wife to see if she gonna be mad at me. So I say, hey baby, this is me. And she said, you know what time it is? And then she'd hang up. I said, damn. You know, and then the song started off. But I had her to put it. I said, she said, you crazy. I said, please tape this. I want to tape this, and I want to catch you in your true form, let you see how you sound. Maybe you'll treat me better.
So that's a pure, you taped that. That's a proper phone call. That wasn't a fake one.
No, that was real. That was real. She said, who is this, Bobby? Do you know what time it is? I got to go to work in the morning. And hung up. And only thing I said was, damn, she did it again.
You have to play it, because I swear to God, I know I can't repeat her voice.
Answer that phone. She gotta be there. All the clubs are closed.
Who is this?
Hey, baby, this is me.
Don't you know what time it is?
Well, I want to talk
to
you.
I have to get up in the morning and go to work. Call me back tomorrow night.
Damn, it's cold.
Oh, man. I tell you what, songs like that, tracks like that, that's my kind of tracks. I like to cut. And you got to have musicians that can pull it off.
What's your you know, official for your mind, the best song you've written, that the one that you know, you go and say this is Bobby Womack?
The song that I don't think ever got credit was do 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 do. Dun, 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 dun. That was a big record, you know. And George Benson cut it. And before George Benson, 20 years before, a guy named Gabor Szabo.
Wow, yeah, that's right.
You know, and, you know, when you think of songs...
Breezin'.
Yeah, yeah, Breezin'.
Of course.
When you think of songs like that, and I said, man, Sam told me, say, you know, you got so many ideas. He said, when you around people, you can't play those songs, because he said they'll take the idea and walk out and use it.
Did you write Breezin'?
Huh? I wrote Breezin'.
I didn't.
But I got paid for that.
Wow.
I got paid for that.
What album is it on from you?
I wrote the lyrics, but I never got a chance to put the lyrics down because Gabor didn't sing. And he said, I don't need no lyrics, just I like the melody. And he was Pisces, and I'm Pisces. And so I really wanted to see him with a record. And being in this business, I think that's the greatest part, is listening and seeing what people are talking about, what their problems are, and then you write about it. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
The only thing that I do now, I don't let people know I'm writing. I say, look, I'm about to step out a minute. I'll be right back. Because I know they're going to come out to me, especially if the song is a hit. They say, he said he was sitting around, and we were all sitting around drinking. You know, and so I feel like I should get a piece of that.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
When did you work out in yourself as an artist the business side of the music? You know, because it takes a while, right, to work out, okay, I write, I get paid, I don't need to perform as much. You know, when did you did you get it?
I got it once it got me. You know, I got it once I wrote It's All Over Now. I never got paid for it. You know, and the song sold a lot. I mean, it wasn't the Stones' fault. You know, it was just the way I was negotiated. The deals was negotiated.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open. That's no lie. Tables turning.
talk about something like that, Sam Cooke was my hero, and he still is. So I feel you got to learn some way, you know. And he used to always say, if you ever make it in this business, man, make sure you buy you a good ring and a nice watch. And I said, why? He said, because you might have to pawn your way out of the city to get to the next gig. And I said, oh, man, really? And he said, yeah, you notice all soul singers got rings and watches on. He said, that's their backup, you know. So you learn all of that stuff. You learn all of that stuff as you go along. Mm. But I had more creativity than I had business. You know, it's like it was hard for me not to show somebody else a song and say, man, listen to this song. I'm just working on this. And give them the song. And they say, you don't have that copyrighted. I say, copyrighted? Yeah, I mean, I play it again. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. You know, that's why I say you have to love your business with a passion. Because if you don't, either come out to be a dope head, drug addict, or walk away from the business entirely. So I don't want to make no music no more.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving. If I was in L.A., California dreaming on such a winter's day. Went to a church yesterday. I stopped along the way. Well, I got down on my bending knee and I began to pray.
This is the pre-2013 edition of The Worldwide Show, our last show of 2012 here on Six Music with me, Giles Peterson, and enjoying the company which I had in my basement in North London when Bobby Womack came along, not only with his voice and his good spirit, but also his guitar. That was a major bonus, little nuggets of musicality. Probably the most enjoyable interview that I've ever been able to be a part of. And so far we've heard about Bobby's early career and the hits he wrote for George Benson. I didn't realise that he'd written Breezing and his work for the Rolling Stones as well. Some nice surprises there for me. And we'll hear about how Bobby struggled with his drug addictions and his views on race in the music industry. All that after this.
precious goods. Them things you don't show, I can see. Them things you don't say, speak to me.
Is Gideon Coe. Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Oh, I could never, never, ever turning your love away, okay. Even though I know that you belong to another man.
Oh, baby.
You know, when you look in my eyes,
yeah,
I'm gonna say these words.
Girl, you're welcome. Stop on by. You know I'll be here, baby, to dry your eyes, to dry your eyes. But I'm getting tired of being that second guy. Don't you be no fool, baby. You're about to lose your. Oh, stand by. Listen. Is it the material things that is given? Can I truly say that you have been living? True, I'm the one that's given. Ah, I'm trying to keep from hurting your feelings. Girl, you're welcome.
I stopped writing and stopped being the one to be in the business. For 20 years, I stayed away from it.
Why was that?
And for one thing, I had to clean up my own act,
mm-hmm.
doing drugs and that kind of thing, and was surprised that all of the people I know, from Marvin to Wilson Pickett to Johnny Taylor to Jimi Hendrix to Janis Joplin, and I can go on, I say, all of these guys died of drug overdoses. And I say, so for myself, that I felt I had escaped. I said, man, I make a commitment to them. I'll never do no more drugs, because I thought it took away a lot of my friends. And how it took away, creative people are very curious about everything. They got to pick it apart and find out what makes it tick, what makes them want to, you know. And before you know it, they discover they hooked.
Was it difficult?
You couldn't get off, yeah. So, you know, I felt that was one thing that I could do out of respect. to a lot of artists. You know, I watched James Brown never touch drugs, never talked about it. And that was the worst thing you could ever do. And at 60, 75, he was doing drugs. And I said, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
Boredom?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that a lot of black artists face is that they never get credit for what they do. It's because you could cut a record and a white artist could take that same record and it was a crossover record and they never hear the original version. You know, so when people get tired of seeing that happen and they feel that I'm known as a soul singer is that you had to be black. Then it became to be everybody got soul. It's got to know what makes you tick. And what's coming from here, people will find it. You know, if you can't express it. I mean, if they can't express it, you express it for them. You know, this is a cold business.
Here's Aretha in her late 70s, around there somewhere. And I say, and you could just say Barbara Streisand is getting ready to perform, and her tickets are $1,500 a ticket. I said, still, Aretha, still, her tickets are maybe 100. And I say, what is that about? You know.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Come from a place where the only thing you could recognize that was good to you, if you let it be, was music. And I say, man, I remember going to Birmingham, Georgia, and all these places where you see the blacks come in on one side, the whites come in on the other side, the dogs walking up and down the aisles. People was afraid to rejoice when they heard a song they like, you know. And then the whites went out first, like, they made more attention, you know, the cops did, you know. So when you watch all of that stuff, I often ask Sam, I say, and you live like you live. How could you go down here and put up with all this? He He said, somebody got to do it. He said, it ain't going to change. He said, the fastest way it's going to change is through music. People will listen. He said, they would listen to the news if they sang it with a melody. You know, he said, music, they've been taught that the worse it is, that's the higher the ratings go. He said, if you talk about somebody doing something good, nobody want to hear about it because it wasn't trained that way. You know. So, you know, still out of all of it, I feel blessed to be able to see. And say, if I could wake Jimi Hendrix up, I would say, Jimmy, if I took a picture with you and showed you giving me a guitar that you gave me, I said, they give me $500,000. Would you ever believe that? I bet you'd wake up and come back and sell a few of them. No, but really, you know, it's, you have to laugh to stay in it. But it's to me, it's very sad to see how slow it's moved. The separation is everywhere.
And she slams the door in his troubled face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn a garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who, before he was 10, played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up, he would be a fearless warrior Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger. Till tomorrow, he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. There was a young girl whose heart was a frown, cause she was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her legs she smiled, you won't hurt me no more. But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, look, a golden winged ship is passing my way. And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
So many artists before me, Cab Calloway, you go back to Little Richard, you go back to Sly Stone, you know. And I say, finally, they got a Michael Jackson, and he was huge because they didn't know what he was. So that's hope, because it shows you that music is taking over. So like Sam Cooke told me one time to say, I want you to come up to my house, you know. I went in and recorded this song, All Change Is Gonna Come. He said, I want you to hear it. That song came on, and he said, what do you think of the song? And I told him exact words that I'm talking to, looking at you right now. I said, it feels like death. He said, it feels like death. I said, yeah. I said, it's the kind of song that'll get your attention. I said, this song makes you think, makes you wonder, you know, I said, in a positive manner. So he said, well, I ain't never coming out with it. Started laughing. He said, I said, oh, no, I didn't mean it bad. You asked me, what did I think? I said, it's scary, you know.
What year was this?
1963 or 1964.
Just Vietnam?
Yeah. And that song, to the day, you know, and I hear it, it put cold chills on me, because I say, boy, when you put something on tape,
I said, it never can be erased, the vibe. I said, I've seen generations after generations come and listen to that song and go crazy.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been true. To die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
It's Giles Peterson, BBC Radio 6 Music Special Edition with the man, Bobby Womack. So powerful hearing Bobby talking about all those experiences. We've just heard music from Sam Cooke, Jimi Hendrix and Aretha, and there was a big gap for Bobby Womack when he wasn't really in the public eye, wasn't making a lot of music, and it was Damon Albarn who is the man who kind of found him again and gave him that renaissance by inviting him to do a guest vocal with the Gorillaz.
Six Music. BBC Six Music.
Love.
good way to come back, certainly alongside Mos Def with the Gorillaz on the track Stylo. That was the renaissance, the return of Bobby Womack. And I'm going to continue for the next hour playing you excerpts of a chat that I had with Bobby when he was over here in the UK recently. And I really wanted to find out about how he first connected with Damon Albarn, and of course what led to the making of his great album, which came out this year on XL.
He had been looking for me, and he said, I've been listening to you for years. So I was telling him, I said, well, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but I said, I never heard of Gorilla. I said, you know, when I quit the business, it was a group around called the Monkees.
Had you heard of Blur?
Huh?
Had you heard of Blur?
No. But I think the honesty is what he respected. I said, I never did listen to radio. And I said, how you know I still can sing? I said, what if I'm in a wheelchair and all of this? And he said, oh, you still got it. You before your time. And it was like, I'm giving you a shot that you long deserve. And I want you to try this. If you want to try this, and we go in the studio. So the way we went in the studio, me and him and Richard, I had never work with a person that held his position with owning a record company. And I say, this guy is better. He's a musician more than working the company. I said, company is nothing but dealing with dollars and making it move. But what we did in the studio was magical. Different people, I don't want to mention their names, said, man, I never thought you would go electronic. Man, I say, well, you know what? The only thing that didn't plug in the wall was my voice. I said, my voice is better today than it's ever been. And I say, don't worry about the background. Worry about what's happening up front. I'm delivering the message. You know, so you can call it whatever you want to call it. I say, I'm from the old school, but I don't want to stay in the old school. I want to keep growing.
I could try. Say I'm sorry, but that won't be quite enough to let you know pain that I feel, and it just won't let up. Oh, it feels like the sky is falling and the clouds are closing in. Where did I lose control? Where did it all begin? Please give my heart. It's God that the problem.
A lot of these songs I cut years ago, like The Bravest Man, the Universe. That song, Isaac Hayes called me and said, hey man, you know, the Memphis Horns is on a day to work with everybody. Now they're trying to cut their own album. He said, you got a song for us? And I said, yeah, I'll write one. And so I gave him that song. And nothing ever happened with it. So years passed by that...
That was just hiding for years.
We were in the studio. Yeah, we were in the studio. And I started singing, the bravest man in the universe. And I was shocked when Damon said, that's the title of the album. I said, you kidding me? I said, you know how long this song has been around? I said, this song is older than me, you know. But just to have that freedom of doing what you feel and how you want to do it, you know. I wasn't always just up and down on the electronic, the sound. I would say, man, I would stick some horns. I would do something else with it, you know. But I was willing to try it because I say, that's their direction. Maybe that's what I need is a facelift. You know, as long as I'm singing and as long as I'm a part in the writing, I don't feel I can lose because if it gets past me, it's gotten past everybody.
It's Giles Peterson with Bobby Womack here on Radio 6 Music. More coming up from the bravest man in the universe.
6 Music.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson. Welcome to 6 Music's weekly introducing mixtape.
What happened to actually having some talent?
Public Service Broadcasting, The Leisure Society and La Rue all featured on my 6 Music introducing shows before they got famous. The Introducing Mixtape is about finding and playing quality music that doesn't have big-time backing. Independent singers, bands and producers who bypass the record industry and send their music direct to BBC Introducing. I listen to hundreds of tracks every week so that you don't have to. I handpick my very favourites for the mixtape.
The BBC Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson.
60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of.
6 Music.
Download it now at the 6 Music website.
Bravest man! In the universe is the one who has forgiven first.
The bravest man in the universe.
Try to find a shade. Shade.
when I met Damon, he was like he belonged to Memphis, Tennessee. You know, he just had nothing in his way but creating. He's a workaholic, and he loves it. So that reminded me of me, and I said, damn, I used to be like that.
Where there's a heartbeat, there's a dream inside, a new day, make it come alive. The dawn will come, the sun will rise, hope returns as fear subsides. Time will heal and seasons change, and love will bring you past the pain. Love is gonna lift you up. 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 Love is gonna lift you up.
Where there's construction, there's a future light. A new city under the bright lights.
Very curious about the way you recorded the album on XL and your relationship in the studio with Richard and Damon, because a whole different way of songwriting, right? I mean, completely different to anything.
It was different for me because they ran the tape all the time. If you're sitting up talking about, well, I remember when I first my first record, there was a song called, they used to do it because they didn't believe in instruments, the gospel singers. So they make all of these instruments with their voices. And it's, they call it Jubilee. So I don't hear nobody talking about it. So I started singing it with the guitar, what I could remember. And they said, let's cut that. I said, you got to be kidding me. Because I know companies would say, man, get out of here. We're letting him go. He's losing it. You know. You know. And it was the same way with Deep River. I said, I remember songs like that. The church is very quiet, and everybody took a verse in that song. And just talking about it and playing the guitar, and I look at it was on tape.
Deep River, Lord, my home is over Jordan. To cross over into camp ground.
calls me by the thunder. Trumpet sounds within my soul. You know I ain't got no to stay here. Oh, I ain't got that much longer to say. River on. My home is over Jordan. River on. I want to cross over into camp. You know I want to cross over into camp.
Damon would play a song, and I said, man, that sounds like something I could do. And he said, I figured it's you. And so we were right, and within a day's time we had three or four songs written. I never wrote. I took forever to finish the song. You know, I don't know if it was the drugs or just that I would go different ways, different directions on that song. And by the time you come out with it, you know, but everything was so spontaneous and they allowed me to be me. It's a shame to say that I fought on everything. It's like, who would believe that Marvin Gaye fought to force Motown to release What's Going On? He said, man, don't nobody want to hear about no war. And it was fighting it. It was fighting it. They fought him so much that he was losing energy. Get lost along the way.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Signs. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
Right on.
You can never grow tired of that song from Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and how interesting to hear Bobby Womack's views on it and that whole period of time. Music from the new Bobby Womack, from The Bravest Man in the Universe with Love Is Gonna Lift You Up and Deep River. But now let's get back to Bobby Womack as he talks about his health and his future plans.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Don't be taking yourself through unnecessary changes. Feel the need inside. Maybe I want you to do it till you're satisfied. Relax, give way. You didn't have to say one word. Sometime it be.
The news I was getting, I didn't even know it was that bad until I had an operation for prostate cancer. Then I had an operation for pneumonia. I kept having heart problems. I'm a diabetic. And everything was just going crazy. Then I went into a coma for like 14 days where I was living off a machine. You know, and the guy said, well, we're going to pull a plug because his organs are starting to fail. You know, it was tough. So the only thing I could draw from was my family. You know, they were saying that, you know,
man, you got to get out and work, do the album and finish this album, go on tour. I said, yeah, we're a long ways from that.
He came on television and told everyone he had seen God. So I stopped channel surfing immediately. He said that he had seen God, and God told him to raise $8 million. God was broke.
Some big tunes from Bobby Womack, and that one from his latest album, Bravest Man in the Universe, entitled Stupid, that featured the voice of Gil Scott-Heron at the front. I had to ask Bobby whether he'd ever met with Gil Scott-Heron.
I never met him, but I tell you, my daughter went to college with him, and she said, and this is years ago, so she said, this guy, Gil Scott-Heron, she said, he's unbelievable. This is before rap ever was heard of. He was talking, and he was saying a lot of important things. You know, it's just that he was way past the icebreakers, and ice broke him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so much you can give, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you got to prove yourself every step of the way, you know. When you ask the question, when do they start believing that I ain't going nowhere? I'm still here.
Did you hear what they said? Did you hear what they said? Did you hear what they said? They said another brother's dead. They said he's dead, but he can't be buried. Oh, they said he's dead, but he can't be buried. Come on, come on, come on, come on. This can't be real. Did you hear what they said? Did you hear what they said? Or did you hear what they said? Or they said they shot him in his head. Shot in the head to save his country. A shot in the head to save his country. Hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. This can't be real. Did you hear what they said? Yeah, did you hear what they said? They said about his mother and how she cried. They said she cried 'cause her only son was dead. They said she cried 'cause her only son was dead.
Did you hear what they said? The music of Gil Scott-Heron, who featured posthumously on Bobby's most recent album. Now, when I caught up with Bobby at the beginning of the month, he was over in Europe performing both his new material with Damon and Richard, as well as his back catalogue with a full American band. So I asked him all about that.
The drummer, Arnold Ramsey, and Tony Flores has been with me for about 25, 30 years.
You could tell.
And the keyboard player has been with me for about 15 years. And the guitar player has been with me for about a couple of years. I'm not going to go nowhere unless I got a band that knew every song I ever recorded. You know, I said, I can look at them a certain way and they know what to do. And I said, it takes a while for somebody to know you like that.
Mm.
You know, so I figured if I went on stage, they can catch me at my best. You know, and that's why I was disappointed to say, here I am auditioning and I ain't got no voice.
Mm.
But I started getting off my case and I said, these people are not jiving me. They really like what I'm doing. They think I was good. I say, so I got to stop being so hard on myself, because I knew how far I had come, because my ex told me, she'd say, just a couple of months ago, you couldn't even walk. You couldn't even talk. You know, she said, you know, and now look at you. You walk across the stage, you know. Yeah, I see you sit down sometime, but a long way. You come a long way. And she said, and these people know, because you've let them in on it, you know.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have a tendency, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now. Do the things that keeps a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better every day. Man, you got to stay on your P's and Q's. If you don't, the woman you can easily lose. Oh, I had a love and I lost her. And no one can help me share the pain that you caused me. Oh, a woman gotta have it, I believe. She's gotta know that she's needed around. When you kiss her, you gotta make her feel it. Every time, boy, she wants to know.
Are you at your best place in your mind, in your soul, in your humility today in 2012? How, you know, having been through all you've been through, you know, as a person, do you feel, how do you feel?
I don't feel together yet, you know, because negative things come in my mind, and it's hard for me to remember sometimes, you know. I mean, the most embarrassing thing is I'll be getting ready to announce Damon and can't remember his last name. I mean, that's so embarrassing. I say, here's a guy I work with.
Yeah.
I would never belittle him like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I keep going, you know, and I say sometimes. And so the doctor say, you have signs of Alzheimer's. He says, it's not bad yet, but it's going to get worse and stuff like that. And I say, how can I not remember songs that I wrote?
Yeah,
that's frustrating.
Yeah, well, you seem very lucid to me at the moment.
Well, the people make you like that. When the people are enjoying themselves, I feel that my job is done and well accepted. I say, just like I'm giving them, I say, they're building me up. They make me understand why I've been Bobby Womack for such a long time. And a lot of people I know are not here, and I'm still here.
Fashionable Carnaby Street with my voluminous sideboards flapping in the wind.
I had Song Remains the Same on my earphones, No Quarter Live to be very specific. And I needed a present for Murray and Bessie's wedding. I didn't know what to get, so I ended up going to a record shop. I thought, maybe what I'll do is I'll buy a piece of vinyl and I'll write a poem and stick it on the front of something and frame it. I walked down the steps and who should be there? Standing at the bottom of the stairs, Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page. I just went up to him, I held my phone right up in his face like that, squinted at it. I said, look at what I'm listening to! He actually said, Sean!
Hey, keep rocking, Sean.
We embraced, we talked for 50 minutes, mostly about vintage guitars. They say never meet your heroes, but I think Jimmy handled it very well.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
6 Music.
Dear Santa Claus, send me a toy. Send me a toy that Daddy won't enjoy. can pray with all along.
What are you planning now?
I just want to keep enjoying the success. You know, success is not about the money. It's just about that I'm being heard and recognized for what I do. You know? I think that's very important, is to be not recognized what I do, even if it takes a Damon or Richard to point him in that direction and say, check this guy out.
Are you going to make another record with Richard and Damon? Are you working on a new project?
Yeah, I would love to make another record. But, you know, it's like anything else. If it took off and keep taking off and I keep getting awards, they might want to do me again. But I'm not going to corner them and put them in a corner, you know, because I've been doing me all as long as I can remember. I just keep going.
So listen, this is Christmas. This is a Christmas show special. If you got a message for the people, people who are suffering, having a struggle, and just, you know, they're on their own this Christmas listening to this radio show, a message from Bobby Womack.
I'm just saying, stay positive. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a goal, there's a stay. I love you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, let me tell you about it. Sometimes pressure can build so high that there's no way to turn. And you're looking for a way to release yourself, because you got energy to burn.
take you back. I started, well, I sung gospel forever, but I learned so much from this gentleman. His name was Sam Cooke. I was his guitar player. And I won't say if he's here tonight, because I know he is. And he would be saying, I was born. Just like that river, I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. Help me please. But it winds up knocking me right down over my knees. And oh, that's the time that I can last alone. Think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming. All you got to do is look around. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud to be standing here today. Because I found out you don't take nothing for granted. And I truly thank you for being here tonight. It's been a long, long time coming. But I know, you know, and tonight I brought my daughter. Her name is Gina Reed. She wasn't even born when this song was out. I was playing guitar for Sam Cooke. But tonight I want you to say hello to Gina Reed. She says she's gonna take my place, and I believe she can. Tonight. Oh, change gon' come. What do y'all think, man?
moving along.